You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I am always on the move, obviously. But today I'm broadcasting from live, like, in front of the ocean. I'm on a big rock overlooking the ocean, and you can hear the ocean in just like a second when the waves crash upon me, probably. But I'm looking at two different piers. And the sun, it's like 6 p.m. in California, so I'm in California, looking at the boats out, sitting out in the water right now, looking at the pier, seeing the beautiful ocean. There's no breeze. It's about 75 degrees, so it's nice and warm. And we're in May still, right? But it's beautiful. Early. So think about this. You can be anywhere in the world doing anything that you want. I'm standing on a big rock overlooking the ocean, and you can hear the waves in the background broadcasting to you guys right now. So happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome. Can't say I have the same excitement in location, but it's nice to hear the waves in the background today. I love it. I mean, it's calming, right? I love it. Makes me think I'm at the beach.
So you can be anywhere in the world doing anything that you want to do, doing anything that you love, and do it, right?
Right. Exactly.
So, and happy Taco Tuesday, even though I had a slice of pizza. That was my Tuesday so far. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go plant myself either at the pier. I'm going to go plant myself on the sand or on the rock, my favorite spot. I'm in Central Coast right now, so I'm in Avila. So overlooking the water, I'm like, I haven't ate today. I don't have time to get tacos. I think I'm just going to grab a slice of pizza. And so that was my dinner so far. So happy Pizza Tuesday day. No, I'm just kidding.
Happy Pizza Tuesday. And, you know, in Italy, they might do Happy Pizza Tuesdays.
Right? Yeah, maybe that's like their special on Tuesdays. They're like, Pizza Tuesday night. You never know.
Every night's a pizza night.
Yeah, every night's a pizza night in Italy, that's for sure. So, but here we are. It's Tuesday. A lot of excitement's been going on. I mean, also thinking about the ocean and the water and the boats, I have to give an update on Sailing with Phoenix. I think he's in day 2020-ish, maybe, now.
I think you're right. I'd have to double check that. I didn't check today. It's an odd day.
Yeah, I didn't check today either. Phoenix. and it's great, though, because people are checking in on him. So other boats are checking in on him still, which is awesome. I think there was a couple of boats that were saying that they would meet up with him, and then he decided to just follow his course so he could be there in time. But it's good, like, people out in the boating community are checking up on him and making sure that he's okay. Just, like, send snacks, though, right? That's what he's been asking for. Oops, that was loud. Send snacks. and maybe cat treats, it looks like, but... But, I mean, sitting on the ocean and watching and looking at the boats out there in the harbor, that reminded me of it, too. So, but that's great. Like, he's on day 20, I think, of it right now.
His last post was the 18th, and that was I think that was a few days ago. So
maybe it is day 18, something around there. So he has about 5 to 7 days left on his voyage, which is awesome.
He's almost there.
So hopefully it's inspiring a lot of people. I think he has 1.5 million followers now on IG. So check it out. I stumbled across him the beginning of May when he first started on his voyage. I think other people were following him before. I just didn't know about it until like May 1st-ish. And then he's sailing Oregon to Hawaii on a sailboat. He's only learned how to sail 9 months ago and decided just to go for it. And I mean, I admire that. I love people who pursue their passion and they just say, okay, I'm going to do it. And they're not scared. I mean, even if they are scared, they just still go ahead and do it. And there's moments that he said that he was terrified that things had happened. So like you confront it, you overcome that obstacle and then you keep moving on. Right. And like, if you can overcome that obstacle and keep moving on, then the next thing that happens to you will seem minuscule and easy to handle versus when you take on those big challenges. But yeah, great for him. And then let's go.
Inspiring a lot of people.
Yeah. So I'm sitting out on the rock. I have my beach towel, my Gatorade, and my Vans water bottle now because I managed to lose my other favorite water bottle from the Bahamas. Yes.
That water bottle, the Bahamas water bottle, has so many good memories attached to it.
It did. And it was like in all my photos. It was banged up. It had dings on the side of it. The bottom of the metal part had fallen off. But it was like, it was, instead of having a cat, I had my trusty water bottle. I'm just kidding. Elizabeth, with water bottle, we'll travel. No. No, but now I guess my new one is the Vans water bottle.
Now the Vans water bottle is going to travel the world with you as well. We had one water bottle who had a picture, I guess cameo, in every single place that you've been. And now it's going to be the Vans water bottle.
All right. I always post my water bottle saying now it's me. If you want to know where I am, just look for my water bottle. Just kidding. But it's true. So the markets have been fun too. ETH has been range trading, which is awesome. We've been also saying what we anticipated was going to happen. So it broke out on May 7th. It was at 1800, went up to 2738 on May 13th. Wait, May 13th, I think it was. Yeah. Right? 2738.
Yep.
It had a couple dips the last couple days, right? It went down to 2418 and then back up again. It's at 2530 right now. ETH, like I was saying, we were going to range like in that 2400 to 2750 range right now. And it's also a holiday. It's a holiday weekend for the States this weekend. It's Memorial Day. So a lot of people will start going on vacation on Thursday and then coming back on Tuesday. They'll make it a long holiday. But then people don't necessarily trade as much in the financial markets. The stock market will be closed over the weekend, but crypto stays open, of course. But we won't have as much volume. So like any holiday, we always say that there's always going to be probably like profit taking right before, a little bit of a dip. People will pause their accounts while they go on holiday or vacation. And then when they come back on Tuesday, we will probably have a rally again. This is just what happens. So we're going to be range trading right now in that 24 to 2750 range. If we break out of 2750, then we're going to keep going. But right now we're in that range. There's key events coming up though. So it's end of the month. So the holiday ends on the 26th, Tuesday's the 27th, end of the month is the 31st, and the 1st of June is when we get volume back into the market because that's when people get paid. And then the Fed, again, is meeting on the 18th. They anticipate that we're going to have a rate cut on the 18th. That's the rumors. It doesn't mean that it necessarily will happen, but that's the rumors. They're supposed to do a half rate cut sometime in 2025, and one of the first ones is supposed to be mid-June, right? So that's half the year's gone already. Oh my goodness, that's great. That's terrible.
When you put it like that, that's horrible.
I can't believe it's like, I just realized half the year's gone. Okay, so they anticipate the rate cut. Now, when they think that there's going to be a rate cut, remember, all the activity happens on the rumor, usually between 5 to 14 days before it happens. So we have volume on June 1st. That's when people bring money back into the market. The Fed's meeting on the 18th. So volume, we will have volume on the 15th. That's the other payday that everyone gets paid on the 1st and the 15th, usually like across the board internationally. That's just like the time that we have volume in the market. The 1st is about 2 weeks before the Fed meets. The 15th is 3 days before the Fed does the announcement. So anticipate, again, do your own research, not financial advice. Everything we've been saying for the last 7 to 12 months has happened. But again, do your own research, not financial advice. But we're coming onto volume at the end of the month. We have this holiday weekend, so we have that lag time. People take a little break on vacation, take a little bit of profit. We range from 24 to 2750. People come back after holiday on the 27th. And then the end of the month is the 31st and the 1st. Volume back into the market. Volume, again, remember supply and demand. You have low supply, high demand, prices go up. Again, volume is high demand, low supply is everyone's buying. So that's what we anticipate. And then the 15th is right before the Fed meets. So that's another set of volume. right before the Fed meets. And if they anticipate rate cuts, that means we're going to have rallies in the market. They'll they'll price it into the market 5 days to 14 days in advance. So we anticipate that we should be on an up cycle again, coming end of the month, all the way up until the 18th. And then when they do announce it, we'll have like a rally and then profit taking right away. That's usually what happens, right? People will see a jump. They'll see a jump, like the Fed may announce it on the 18th. If they say a rate cut, the market will rally like crazy, and then we'll have profit taking right away because people are like, I made money. Okay, time to profit take. And then we'll have that bounce back. We'll have the range trading, and then we'll wait for the next breakout again. The breakout that we're looking for on ETH right now, 2738 is what it's tapped. We do need to break 2750 to be in the range that we're looking for. If it breaks out of that, we anticipate going up the next points, but we're still in that range. And we used to talk about a thing called a Coke bottle. So if you listen to our past shows, it's just an analogy so you can understand what happens on a chart. It happens in meme coins. Like, we trade meme coins, which are tied to ETH and Base. And what happens is you see range trading. So that's what's going on right now. Range trading means that it taps the bottom, it goes back up to the top, comes down to the bottom, goes back up to the top. So it's ranging 2400 to 2750, 2400 to 2750, 2400 to 2750, right? If it breaks above that top range, it breaks out to the next level. If it breaks below the bottom range, it'll have like another drop down to the next resistance level on the support, right? So okay, we're seeing a range. And so what a Coke bottle effect is like, pretend that you have Mentos and you stick it into a Coke bottle and you shake that Coke bottle with the lid on and you keep shaking and shaking and shaking. That's what a chart is doing when it's range trading. And meme coins, when we're about ready to see a breakout on meme coins, we see that range, which means that there's small buys going into the chart, then people will sell off. And then small buys will go to the chart, people will sell off. Well, the same thing is happening with ETH right now. It's ranging. So you shake that Coke bottle, you shake it with the Mentos in it, you keep shaking it, you take the lid off, and it explodes. And that's the run, right? We break through that 2750. If it breaks through that 2750, it's on its next leg up. And then people will profit take, it'll pull back down again, and then have to range a little bit, and then break out on the next one up. So that's what we anticipate happening from now until June 18th, is the range trading, volume coming into the market the 1st and the 15th, the Fed talking on the 18th, anticipation of what's going to happen, people start buying into the chart and pushing the price up. If we break out of that 2750, we're going to go up on our next leg up. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but we said, what did we say? Right. We said ETH was going to break out after May 5th. What day did it break out?
The 7th.
May 7th. It went from 1,800 to like 2,600 in just like a day or two. So if you listened, not financial advice, if you listened, you would be up. I think we were up like 50%. We also said there were cycles, right? So cycles last year, August 5th to November 5th, down cycle. November 5th to February 5th, up cycle. February 5th to May 5th, down cycle. May 5th, and now we're not up cycle. So the market cycles just like a range trade. So if you see everything kind of the same, patterns follow and they repeat themselves, and historics repeat themselves, and emotion that comes into the market will affect the market. Like, all these things, if you understand what the market does and human nature and psychology and emotion and where people set their targets, then you'll understand why it's happening, and you won't be emotional, and you'll wait it out and make money. That's the goal, right?
We're learning, at least.
At least watch and learn. If you're not going to trade, watch and learn, right?
Always. Or paper trade. We talked about paper trading a lot. It's even just writing down the number, or just taking a screenshot on your phone, saying, "No, I'd buy in here," or "This is a number that I'd buy," and then you look back in a week's time, and then it's up. Then you've paper traded. That's you're just playing with it. You're saying, "Oh, I'm just testing the waters. I'm testing my strategy," and you don't have to put any money in up front. But we always recommend to feel the real emotion in the market. $10, your coffee money, not your rent, not your house payments, not your car payments, but
nothing major.
Exactly.
$10.
Just like $10, your coffee money, throw it in and see what happens. And you'll see it go up. One day it'll go up 10%. One day it may go up 20%. It may go down 5%. But you'd be able to gauge the market a lot easier when you have numbers tied to it. And you can use a strategy. You can develop your own strategy. Or when you listen to us, not financial advice, we've called everything.
Right. And then like the Dow's following it, the stock market's following it. Like most of the indicators are following it too. So ETH is way undervalued though. So BTC, I think it dropped down to what, like 84 and went up to 106, 107. So it was able to go up about 20, 25%. But ETH had dropped down to 18. So it hitting 2750, I think it went up, I think it almost doubled actually from our low. Where low
very,
was at 14.
Very close to a double.
Yeah, so our low was like 14 and we went up to 2738. So ETH almost doubled. ETH all-time high is like 44 to 46. So that means all-time high means the highest it's ever been, right? And yep. We're hovering at 2550, or we were at 2550 right now. So it still has about another 1900 to 2000 to go up potentially. So there's a lot of room for it to move. That $10 can double still, or go up to $19. So if you're learning, you know, just watch and see what it does. And I know like the hardest barrier to entry on trading, we understand it because we've been trading for a while and we've been in crypto for a while. I'm losing my voice. But it's kind of funny, like we were reminiscing over how we got into crypto. And I was in Greece traveling, of course, and found an ATM in Greece that you could stick euros into the ATM and you would get out a piece of paper that was a QR code of an ETH wallet address or a BTC wallet address. You got private keys, which is what you're not supposed to show anybody else, is how you access your wallet. And you got a public wallet address that people could send money to. You could deposit money or cash out with it, right? And that was like the first, one of my first experiences officially with crypto of purchasing it, because it was so mysterious. Like, how do you buy this stuff? Like, you see people talking about crypto, you're like, well, how do I buy it? And back then it was really hard to buy crypto. Like, you had to figure out where to buy it from and how to buy it. It wasn't just listed on the stock market. You couldn't go to Charles Schwab and say, I want to buy some ETH or BTC. Like, you couldn't just go buy it. And I ran across these ATMs. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and buy some ETH and some BTC. And I think, what was ETH at? I think BTC was like at 6K.
If BTC was at 6K, then ETH was, you're in the dollar ranges. Maybe $100.
No, I think it was a couple hundred. It was like a couple hundred. Maybe it was like 500 then. This was 2016. I still have my pieces of papers with the QR codes on them. Like, I have about 20 of them. I bought a whole bunch, like from $5 to $20, a bunch of them. I did not know how to use a private key. I did not know how to use a wallet. I sat on them for the longest time. Actually, I sat on them until like 2020 when COVID came and I officially like got back into crypto again, like officially. And I had a family member who was mining Bitcoin. I'm like, can you cash out my wallets for me? I don't know. He's like trying to explain what a wallet is. I'm like, I don't know. What's a wallet? I do not understand what a wallet is. Like, and so I can have empathy and I understand other people trying to get into crypto and just like being demystified. And it's so much easier now than it was back then. But like there's huge barriers and obstacles to try and get into crypto. So everyone's listening to us going like, I have no clue what you're talking about. I do not understand a single thing that you're saying. It sounds fascinating, but no clue.
And well, that's, what is this?
That's kind of like how it's been though. It's been underground and it's been secretive and it's been so that people wouldn't get in. It's kind of like a little click, right? I mean, think of Wall Street Bets and Dumb Money, you know, the show that came out about Roaring Kitty, that they tried to make it mysterious, that it was underground, that it was slang, that nobody could understand what they were talking about. So like crypto's been that way too. We call it Web3, but it's people, a whole bunch of people like on X and Twitter and Telegram and Discord having chats saying what they want to buy into and what they think is going to be the next potential. But it's all like profile pictures of cartoons that are called NFTs, digital assets. that they have on their Twitter that they've had for like 1 to 6 years. They have all anonymous names, so you don't know anybody's real name in crypto. So they're called like Punk and the like Punk Otter. Oh, I just see an otter, so I had to say that. There's such a cute otter in the water right now. Oh my goodness. And a seal. And then they would talk about like what they're going to buy. So it's really mysterious, but now, and we would have to go like just to buy one token, we would have to go and take, like I'd go into Coinbase. I would send in all my documents on like my social, my ID. I would verify who I am so they could track if I'm buying crypto or not. This is how like it started, right? And then I would take USDC or I'd take my credit card or I'd send money from my bank in there. And then I would swap it, which means I would like buy Ethereum from cash. And then I would have Ethereum in the wallet. I would have a wallet address, but I didn't really understand that. So this is like everybody else who's coming into crypto, right? And then to find like tokens or NFTs, like NFTs, you can go on OpenSea and buy NFTs, but you might buy an NFT that nobody's been buying in 2 years and not know any different. Or you may buy a brand new one that just came out on the market, but nobody knows about it. So it doesn't have any value. You have to like know which one everybody is focused on and where their attention is to get into it. So like if it's like a hot item, like an Xbox coming out and everybody knows that Xbox is coming out and it's a hot item, everyone's going to buy that. So the price goes up, right? So it's the same thing like on NFTs. But if you're buying tokens, you have to do research. And it usually took like 3 months just to find one token. So you'd find one token, you find out what everybody was talking about, you'd see what group it was about. Then you would have to swap your cash into ETH, and then you would go on to Uniswap and buy the token. But when everyone's buying it, there's a high demand, low supply, and the price keeps going up. And by the time you buy it, you might not even get into it because you didn't have enough gas or slippage, which is another term that nobody knows what that means. And then when you buy it, it might be at the all-time high, which is another term most people don't know what it means. All-time high means it's tapped out at the very highest it's ever going to go. And then you buy it there, and then everyone sells it off, and then the value goes down, and then you like go to sell yours, and you take a loss. So like that's how crypto used to be, right? Yeah. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to change the game. We're trying to change the narrative. We're trying to make it easy. We're trying to open the doors so everybody can trade, that it's simple and easy to do, and you don't have to go through all these steps that we've been through. Like, we've been teaching you how to trade and all these steps and the slang and what analytics are and what a chart does and what this does and that does, and everything's probably going over everybody's head. They're like, that's really fascinating, interesting, but I have no clue what you're talking about.
I am lost.
Like, I went and listened to some traders on IG, and I'm like, oh my God, that's probably what we sound like. Like,
100%.
They're like, we have no clue what you're talking about, but that's why we made it simple. So this is how it's going to be from here on out. As soon as Dragon launches, you go on and you log into your account with your email, your Facebook, your Twitter, your social. It generates a wallet for you. You don't have to figure out wallets. You just bring ETH into it, and it shows you what tokens are high value and have the potential to be good. And it shows you tokens that come back to life. That means that there's a lot of activity on it. And if you were searching all of Twitter's and all of Discord's and you listen to everybody saying, buy this, buy this, buy this, the bots are finding that instead. And then it shows you all the analytics. So you don't have to search on all of the analytics. You don't have to go into DAX, and you don't have to look at if it's locked or renounced, or if the token's verified, or if it has low taxes, or what it's doing. It shows you all of that in the thing. And you just make a decision, buy and sell.
Exactly. It's super simple. And right. Even for so advanced traders like us, it's
log
perfect.
In, put ETH, buy or sell. You don't have to go to the 30 websites. You don't have to go through the 30 steps. You don't have to know what we're talking about. You don't have to know what all-time high means. You don't have to know what swap or all the other words I just mentioned.
Or
range trading. Or you don't have to know any of that stuff. It's all of that's built in on the backside that's using our trading experience, AI, 85 different indicators and variables. It has technical analysis. So if you want to look at charts and like look at the moving average and look at all the information, it's there. If you want to just buy and sell, it's there. So it's simple. Because like the more I go and see like what everybody else is doing, and I try to explain it to people who aren't in crypto, like explain how to trade, they're just like, I have no clue what you're talking about. The complex parts of it.
Yeah,
right.
Of course. If you go to someone and say, all you need to do is buy and sell, and you don't need to do anything else, just send money in, buy and sell, they're like, oh, that's super easy.
Right. Buy $10, sell at $20. That's all you have to do. As soon as my target hits $20, I'm selling. As soon as I buy it at $10 and it hits a $20 target, I'm selling. That's all you have to do. And then as you're playing and you're trading, then you'll understand what it's doing. But we make it simple so anybody can trade. But yes, I'm on all these like groups that we're talking to different people and we're explaining what crypto is and how to trade. I'm like, we understand it, but it does sound very complex. And I'm listening to other traders try and explain it to their groups too. And people are all like, just tell me when to buy it. I don't care. I don't have a clue. Anything that you said, just tell me when to buy and when to sell. And so that's what the bots do now. They
exactly.
tell you when to buy and when to sell.
And even in those groups, they make it complicated too. It's super complex. You still have to figure out all the steps, but Dragon just makes it like 100 times easier even from that. You don't have to listen to anybody. It's there right in front of you all at whenever you want, wherever you are, on your phone, on your computer. It's easy. It's right there. At the beach, exactly. Sitting
on
a rock.
I'm able to trade from my phone. Standing on a rock overlooking the ocean.
Tell me someone else who can do that.
No one else
can do that. No
as
one
long
else
as I have Wi-Fi.
And there's always Starlink.
And Starlink will step in on the places that I don't have Wi-Fi. I could be on an airplane flying over Hawaii on Starlink on my cell phone trading. And not have to worry about it because it automatically executes it for me on a buy. And wherever I say my exit's going to be, it will automatically sell on me if I lose my Wi-Fi. It'll sell for me if I lose my Wi-Fi or I lose my reception or I'm not able to watch a chart and I set up the parameters to exit as soon as it hits $20, it'll exit for me. So I don't have to worry about that. Like once I put in the parameters, it does it for me if I have Wi-Fi or not. It's automatically trading for me. So...
No other platform does that. We stepped it up again.
Innovation. Right. And added all the fun stuff. So it's fun to trade. It's not overwhelming. It's exciting. You get to look at your whole portfolio. It's really easy and simple. And then soon, maybe we'll even include like a little dictionary of slang words on the website. so you can pretend like you're a trader. You're like... Like, it just ran. My token just ran. We're like, this means the token ran.
This means the token value went up. Oh,
right.
Look, I did that.
I'm like, green candles.
Oh, my God.
It's a little, right like now. A little slang dictionary. Like, okay, we know that it's really simple to trade and you don't have to know anything, but here's a little slang dictionary that you can talk in front of your friends to pretend like you know how to trade. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, but I'm really excited. We've been like doing meetings the last couple weeks and talking to different people and legal and compliance and lawyers and VCs and all that stuff. So I'm getting really good feedback. So I understand where everybody's coming from and listening to other traders talk. It sounds really complex. But that's why we built it so it's easy to use and fun to use and it doesn't take a lot of money. The goal is like you trade with $10, you exit at your $20, you're done. You're flying over Hawaii, you're at the beach, you're in the snow, wherever you want to be, cell phone, and it does it for you. So that's the goal. The goal is to enjoy life, pursue your passions, do what you love to do. Take a sailboat from Oregon to Hawaii, as long as you have Starlink in your phone, like he could be trading right now. We don't even know, right?
It could be.
Right. So, like, you can be anywhere in the world. You could be, if you're a family, you could be at a soccer game watching soccer and trading, or it's trading for you. Like, you could take a break and let it trade and exit out of the things for you and turn off your phone and just watch the game. And as soon as you open back up your phone, everything was done. You don't have to worry about it. It's like your own little mini AI trader, personal assistant, executing buys and sells for you on your command without you having to watch it, make sure it does what you want it to do. It just does it for you.
And that's the best part. You can go, you can get up, walk away from your computer. If you're at a computer, get up, walk away, go out for the entire day, come back, and everything's done.
You bought and sold
100 tokens and you didn't have to stay or watch it or do anything. It just does it for you.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. You don't have to sit around and watch. You can start it in the morning and turn it off at night. And if you want to let it run overnight, you can. You can do whatever you want. It's your little personal assistant. Think of it as your little,
AI trading bot, right? AI trading personal assistant. But the other thing, too, is if you've been listening for the last year or so, when we were saying what ETH is going to do, what the market's going to do, you should be up a little bit of cash, hopefully. And even if you're up like $100 or $200 or $300, that's your free trading money. Because that's our system and strategy, right? Our strategy is start with your $10 or your $100. You trade with only $10 at a time. As soon as it doubles, you take out your initial investment, put it in your pocket, and then you're trading on just pure profit. So everything's, you're trading for free. It's like going to a casino, hitting a jackpot, putting all the money in your pocket, and then trading back on $10 of casino money. You're trading for free, that's that analogy. If you go to buy sneakers and you buy 10 pairs of sneakers and the first one you sell for $1,000 and it pays for all 10, the rest of the 9 are pure profit. If you own a donut shop and you make 50 donuts and your first 10 donuts pay for the rest of the 40 donuts, you're selling the remaining 40 donuts for free because you've already pocketed your initial. Right. So the goal is like it's a business model on trading. It's a strategy on trading. It's to make sure that you always are on the same money over and over again. And you're riding on profits for free and you're trading on profits for free. So that's why the strategy was built.
Exactly.
Because most people, like if they've never owned a business before, will take out a loan for like $1 million, open up a store, fill it with like clothing. But if they bought all yellow tank tops, right, and that's all that the store sold, they would have lost a lot of money. But if they know how you're supposed to like open a store and cater to your market demographics and sell the hot items and make sure there's enough profit margin, and they researched it and used a system and a strategy to launch that business, then they're going to be profitable and they'll sell out 10% of their store. And now they're at break even and 90% of the store is profit. So it's the same thing, like whatever your business model is, whatever your life model is, whatever your trading strategy is, whatever your investment strategy is, it should always be on low risk, high reward, and then making sure that you're trading and you're able to pocket back your initial investment and then be writing on profit for free on the rest of it. So it takes out the stress, it takes out the emotion, it takes out the psychology, it puts it back in logic, it puts it back in a system and a strategy, and it's applied in anything else that you do. If you buy houses, you buy 5 houses, 1 house you flip for the cost of all 5, and then the other 4 houses are a pure profit. So same thing. We do the same thing with trading strategies. So everything across the board. If you're going to go on vacation and you're going to spend $10,000 on a trip to Italy.
Well, that's an expensive trip.
Right. You can take 5 to 10 trips across the world for that $10,000 and take 5 to 10 trips versus 1 trip for $10,000 to Italy. If you know where to find flights and how to find hotels, and that's what our other bots do. But it's the same strategy, right? It's like, somebody will pay $10,000 for that same trip, and it may only cost you $1,100. But now that leaves $8,900 to go travel the rest of the world with instead. So,
or put it to the side and trade with it.
Yeah. Or go invest in a house, or go...
at that point it's like your extra cash, right? And that's the whole goal. Like you want to be able to have that money to throw around. You take your $10, you double it, you have 20. You take 10 out, you can go into another token, and that one doubles, and now you have 3.
Another 10, right?
And then you keep going and going and going, and then one hit a 10, and then now you have an extra $90 rolling around, and then you can buy into 9 others, and it's just constant rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And if the business model works, and we've done it, it's proven.
Right, and you de-risk. Strategy. Yeah, so you use some system and strategy, and you de-risk. Again, not financial advice. Do your own research. It's just a strategy for educational purposes only, but it's fun educational purposes.
We have a lot of fun with our education, and if it's not fun to learn, then that maybe it's not for you. But this is a topic that we found so much fun, and it relates with every part of every aspect of our lives, from travel to trading to just even getting coffees. It relates every aspect of our strategy. You can take it and implement it, and it's fun to do. And you start to pick up on your habit. It becomes a habit, and you start thinking about, if I
save $10, and it becomes part of your life. Here. So hopefully you're learning something. The platform will have educational material. It'll have training information. It'll show the simplistic way, the advanced way, so you can learn all that too. But ETH is rallying again. We're at 25.46 right now, so we're up a little bit.
You know, the one thing that we've noticed, and the one thing that we've noticed, and it's funny, every time we go live, we see a spike. It's great to see. It means some of you guys are taking our advice, and you're listening to us, and you're hopefully taking it with not financial advice. Do your own research, and you've listened enough, and you've realized that hey, these guys know what they're talking about, and they've hit every time. Not financial advice. Do your own research. But we have fun with it, and you're starting to have fun with it too. Then, and you're starting to see it. And it's fun, right? And you get to see the chart go up and down. You get to look at the strategy, and you wake up every morning and you say, what's ETH at? And it starts to become a habit, and it starts to become fun. And when you start having fun with it, that's when you know it's starting to click. And then you'll start learning the terms, and that's when it gets scary. you just start walking around. Oh my God, we pumped today.
Okay, I'm back. I cut out for a bit there.
Welcome back. The ocean.
It always happens right at this time, though, doesn't it? Like every single time I'm on the show, right at this time period, I cut out. Dun dun dun.
Conspiracy theory.
So it's what we're at May. We have Memorial Day this weekend, so it's the kickoff kind of a summer. It's the end of colleges. Schools are getting out. People are going to start traveling again. So that June, July, and August are the big travel months. If you've been paying attention, we always said like Tuesday are the best times to book travel. Today's Tuesday. We also said like back in February was the best time to book for right now. Like Hawaii trips are only $100 right now if you booked it back in February. But if you go on now, it's like $300, $400. It's the start of travel season, so the weather is good. California, we're at 75 degrees, which is warm. People are traveling.
Yes. It's time to travel in Canada. It's 54 here, and that's hot. Oh, it's getting warm. We've had days where it's reached up to 70. So yeah. The summer is here. It doesn't get
dark till what, like 8:39 now, which is great.
Exactly.
Maybe 8:30.
So all the night owls are going to be up later.
We have a lot of daylight. So, the other thing that you can do, it's like we love finding deals, and we love finding like kind of arbitrage or loopholes or travel hacks or trading hacks, right? Luxury tracks, hacks.
Yes.
So the other thing, if you don't decide to go on an airplane, you decide not to travel, you know, and fly somewhere else on a destination, and you want to stay local, you can always do a staycation. Like you appreciate the places that you're from when you haven't seen them in a bit. I'm back visiting Pismo and the Central Coast. And like, I'm sitting at the beach on a rock, right? I have my bottle of water, which is free. I have my beautiful view, which is free. I went and got a slice of pizza from one of the local restaurants here. You know, just walk up to the counter and you can order a slice of pizza. So that wasn't free, but it wasn't that much. But I, like, if nobody knew any better, you could feel like you were away on a vacation. And especially in California, you can go anywhere on the coast. Like, you go in San Diego or South Orange County, anywhere along the coast, and just go to a beach. It doesn't cost anything to go to a beach. It doesn't cost anything to drink water, you know, just the gas. Or you can go on a hike and go on the trails. There's lots of trails and hiking everywhere in California. Wherever state you're from, whatever country you're from, there's probably a lot of local national parks. There's local parks. There's local beaches if you have a beach. There's mountains. You can go anywhere. It doesn't cost anything except for the gas and, you know, like your normal food and supplies that you would normally have during that day anyway. And you can enjoy the day. Like, you can pretend like you're on vacation.
On vacation, everyone likes to just disconnect, and that's exactly what you do. You go and you find a location. Maybe you haven't been there. Maybe you have been there. Maybe it's somewhere you've been and you enjoyed it a lot and you want to go back there. Like, it's an hour drive. Take the drive. Maybe you want to walk a park near your house. Maybe you just said, you know what, I'm gonna go sit by the pool for the day and just have a glass of wine or a margarita and sit by the pool all day in your backyard or go to the local pool. You can relax. There's a vacation everywhere. It's just how you see it, right? Your whole life can be a vacation.
It's just disconnecting from electronics, usually. And if you have to have electronics, whatever's on your cell phone for that moment, but you can be anywhere in the world. You can be in your hometown. You can be at a park in nature somewhere and just enjoy life. If you want to go travel, you can find discounted air and then go find somewhere to travel and just explore like the locals do. You don't have to go hang out in all the tourist areas. Like I said, I'm on a rock overlooking the ocean, but it's like a secret spot that nobody knows except for the locals know of this certain rock. But like, I'm looking at the beach just down the way, and it's a dog park beach. So there's dogs running around on the beach. And So everybody else is enjoying it. It's 75 degrees. It's beautiful weather. I can be anywhere as long as I'm on my phone. There's a paddle boarder out in the ocean right now. So they're enjoying it, like next to the pier. So I saw a seal. I saw a seal and an otter.
And I think you'd only be able to see that at tropical locations. So it's hot. It's nice. It's a vacation. There's people out doing things they love. There's smiles on their faces. And when you're on vacation, there's always smiles all around you. Everyone's always happy.
Right.
So if you surround yourself with that positive energy or the energy that you want, that you deem as a vacation or as an escape, then it will be one. If your escape from reality is, I want to say your favorite place to go there right now is you want to go to Peru and go hike the mountains. There's probably a mountain near you. You can disconnect the exact same way. You do the things you love and disconnect the same way in a local place or wherever you are in the world and make it feel the exact same.
Yeah. And go explore local to you, because you may have not even seen some of the things that are local to you. Like, again, I say the analogy I read somewhere that we tend to visit the same 25 spots that we've been to over and over again. So expand your 25 spots. Like, if you go to a gas station, you probably go to the same gas station every single time you go get gas. If you go on a road trip, you probably stop off at the same halfway mark that you do every single time you go on a road trip. If you go to buy pizza, you probably buy pizza from the same spot every single time, right? We have 25 spots that we just keep going back to over and over again. So expand your spots, go try a different beach that you've never been to. Like, if you're in the California coast, pretty much if you drive along the coast, there's beaches like every exit and every inlet. Go to one of the ones that you haven't been and see it from a different perspective. Whoops. waves crash onto me. as I get drenched with a wave crashing on me, feel the ocean, feel the spray on your face. go to a park. If you're in your hometown or you're in the town you live in, there's probably 20 different parks. So instead of going, you know, like to the two parks that you know about, maybe go to a different park and just go watch the squirrels. we have our squirrel parks that we know where the squirrels are. Actually, I think the squirrels are probably at every single park. But you can watch the squirrels.
Just don't feed them.
Right? You can see the birds. You can see, like, you know, there's anything. So much to do. It's like everybody gets so caught up in their day-to-day lives that you can still take your day-to-day life outdoors. You can still take your day-to-day life and go take a break for 5 minutes and refresh yourself and feel rejuvenated and have that energy to keep going on again. Like in traveling, like sometimes I'll get so caught up in work that I'll be in my hotel room like all day long working when I could have done the same thing outside. I could have went to the beach and done the same exact thing because I was on my cell phone or on my laptop and I could have done the same exact thing, but you lose track of the time and don't appreciate the beauty. So like we're trying to say work hard, play hard, right? Work hard, play hard, you know, travel, enjoy life, pursue your passions, do the things that you love, find something and master it, find something that you're good at, be better at it. Find something you never tried and try it, like expand your life, expand your horizons, because we need to have a balance in our lives. We need to have our up times and our down times, just like a chart. A chart trades our life range trades.
We have our up moments trades. And our down moments, right?
Right,
And breaking those, break old habits, create new habits, create new tendencies, go to new places, try different foods. There's a lot of good food out there, trust me.
Yeah, so like if you just change one of your routines, it'll change a lot of your life. Like if you normally wake up, you know, at 5 a.m., sleep in an extra 15 minutes. If you normally go straight on your phone as soon as you wake up, instead maybe go take a walk for 15 minutes and then come to your phone. That's my habit that I need to start doing. Like I tend to look at my phone first. If you go to the gym every day at 4 o'clock, that's a good habit to be in. If you, you know, like stay inside, go outdoors for 15 minutes. It just takes small little tiny changes to bring like joy into your life and change your patterns, change your habits, change everything that you're doing, and then find things that you're passionate about. If you want to learn how to play the piano, go watch some YouTube videos and like, go find a piano where you can practice for free or something.
Pianos are everywhere that you can go for free.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that you can do. It just takes like one little tiny change and then you can do other changes. So they always have, that saying, the fear of, let's see.
Oh, we've tried this so many times.
I know. The fear of change. Wait, the pain of staying the same has to be greater than the fear of change. To make a change in your life. So the fear of staying the same. So if you're lethargic and you're not exploring, that pain has to be greater than the fear of going outside for 15 minutes. Going outside is not that big of a fear.
It's not that scary.
Right.
So unless there's a scary animal outside, then I'd say stay in. But it's so nice outside, especially now. It's turning summer. The weather's nice. The smiles around now. The heat's out. It's no longer windy.
Everybody's
cold.
Happy.
Exactly. So
they're out of hibernation.
And you had a lot of time to do it too. We said touch grass. You could touch grass right then, and you can see
now. Yeah,
we had
a lot of time to touch grass and touch water, and now the market's getting hot, so we're going to be busy, 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 busy. But you can do it from anywhere in the world, so that's a good thing.
Exactly.
And I know we're very philosophical, but you want to have a work-life balance. You don't want to always hear about numbers. You want to hear about joy. You want to hear about happiness. Like you got to make it fun. If things are not fun, then they're not worth doing. So it has to be fun, and you have to be passionate about it, and you have to love what you do to bring that to others so that they can find the joy in it, and hopefully they find the passion too. And if this isn't your thing, that's great. Hopefully you take from it something that inspired you to go out and find your passion and do what you love and try new things and be outdoors and be adventurous and have a happy life, right?
Exactly. Happy life, and live the way you want to. You can do anything you set your mind to. There's no limitations.
Right. And then hopefully all of our apps and all of our AIs and all of our technology will make your life easier, better, more joyful, fun, so you can spend all the time doing what you love to do. In the interim, have a happy holiday weekend for the people in the States. I think Canada has a holiday weekend too. Yeah. So if you're having a holiday weekend, go into a time with your family, friends, your loved ones. Explore, have fun, have a blast, and we will see you again next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, everybody. Have a great one.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.